Lively Stones Meditations for March 2024. Meditate on these things. An addendum to the original post. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. After completing the meditation, I came across the words below in Healing the Human Spirit by Ruth Hawkey, Sovereign Press, which I felt expressed another wonderful aspect of the encouragement to meditate on these things. What nurtures the human spirit? The Word of God. It is the Spirit who gives life. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. God's Word is spirit and life. When I feed on the Word of God, I am feeding life into myself. When I sit down to lunch, I don't say to my food, "By the way, food, do your best." I just eat it and assume that it will do its job once it gets into my system. The Word of God is the same. When I take the Word of God into my spirit, it becomes life to me, whether I think about it or not. That is why it's important for us to have our spiritual time with the Word of God. I need to meditate on the Word of God. I need to take it in and let it do something within me. Meditating on it doesn't mean passivity. It means to consult within myself. It is said of Mary that she pondered all these things in her heart. Luke 2:19. It is interesting that Jesus tells John to take Mary into his house. The Gospel of John is the most meditative gospel of them all. John evidently sat down with Mary and she shared her heart with them. The things which she had hidden in her heart. What does the light of the world mean? Mary understood it because she had pondered it in her heart. And consider this. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Psalm 4, verses 3 and 4. And a final thought. Wherever you encounter domination, you could be sure that it is satanic. That is not how God rules people. Derek Prince, Pulling Down Strongholds, Mighty Weapons for Spiritual Warfare.